In their own way, House Republicans are finally investigating the attack on the Capitol on January 6, 2021. You will recall that many people have investigated the attempt to overturn a Democratic election. Prosecutors have obtained many convictions. Grand juries are still out. A House committee investigated for nearly 2 years, and that committee included 5 Democrats and 2 Republicans, although most Republicans pulled out of the committee. Now Republicans control the House of Representatives, which means they control the evidence, and Speaker Kevin McCarthy has reportedly given a lot of it to an investigator. Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Carlson says so anyway. He's done entire programs and documentaries promoting conspiracy theories and alternative histories of the attack. We've called the Democratic chairman of the January 6th House investigation, Benny Thompson of Mississippi, who now serves as the ranking member, the top Democrat, on the Homeland Security Committee. Congressman Thompson, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Democrats are saying it's dangerous to get this video out there. Why would it be?
Well, it's dangerous because some of the video we chose not to share in concert with the Capitol Police because it would compromise the security of the Capitol. And at no point did we want to make the Capitol more vulnerable by sharing that kind of information with the public. And so we had a rigorous process, and we went through it and decided on a number of occasions that we would not share certain video. But now to make the entire 44,000 hours of video available to just one network is not in the good interests of this country.
Can you give me some idea of what kind of compromising information you were talking about? Granting you may not want to be too specific, but do you mean this video would reveal something about a way that other people could attack the Capitol?
You know, there are a number of cameras positioned all through the Capitol. That video would identify those positions. When members were escorted out of the Capitol during the height of the insurrection, that path is a secured path, not known to the public. It's available on the video. So if there was someone who wanted to do harm to people, then access to this video clearly puts those individuals who work in that building, who visit the building, at risk.
It's pretty clear what someone like Tucker Carlson can do with video like this. He can at least make an argument. He can advance a narrative that your committee, edited it selectively. That is surely one of the narratives that can come out of this. Carlson can go into the fuller video and say, look what they didn't show. Look what they didn't show.
That's right. Well, let me say, there were things that we did not show, but it was because the Capitol Police said, no, this is a security risk. Don't do it. And we followed it. And let me tell you how that process worked. We had a secure terminal. We had certain individuals who had access to it. They had a sole password for themselves to do it. And at no point did we access any video without the chief of the Capitol Police's approval.
Well, let's get you a chance to answer a bottom-line question here, then. We did see your many hearings on this. They were highly produced. There was a lot of information in them, but it was your committee's point of view. Are you prepared to say that you stand entirely behind that and that you left out nothing truly important that the public needed to understand the attack on the Capitol then?
There's absolutely nothing that we produced that we can't prove. The only items that we did not share with the public based on the material we shared was because of the Capitol Police's insistence that we not do it because it would make the Capitol more vulnerable.
Do you have any way, Congressman, to prevent the release of video that you think would be hazardous? Is there a legal mechanism or any other?
Well, there's no legal mechanism, but look, Speaker McCarthy ought to understand the gravity of what this decision means to the public. I understand he had to make certain commitments to become speaker, but those commitments under no circumstance should jeopardize the safety and security of the United States Capitol. So He should have consulted Democrats. He should have consulted Leader Jeffries and said, look, but as you understand, the chief of the Capitol Police didn't know that this material had been released until it was in print. So this was an individual decision made by the speaker. Can you imagine the chief of the Capitol Police reading about it in the paper?
Just in about 10 seconds, are you convinced of what you just suggested, that McCarthy is releasing video to Tucker Carlson because he did that to get right-wing votes to be speaker?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for your time. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Benny Thompson is the ranking member, the top Democrat on the House Homeland Security Committee, and was the chairman of the House Committee investigating the January 6th attack.